Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Brandon Stevens met with the media as the Ravens count down to their Week 12 meeting with the Chargers.
Say it again.
What sticks out to you about Keenan Allen?
Yeah, you know, he's a big part of, you know, their offense. You know, the offense runs through him. But now he's, you know, he's a skilled player. Got a, you know, finesse to his game. But I'm, you know, I'm excited for the matchup.
How much better prepared do you think? He lines up in the slot a lot. We see Kyle lining up there a lot. How much better prepared is Kyle for a responsibility like that this year compared to, you know, I guess where he was kind of coming into this team last year?
Yeah, I think, you know, Kyle's, he's definitely grown. You know, I can say that about, you know, a lot of guys on defense. But yeah, he's, you know, he's prepared each game. You know, he puts the work in, you know, week in, week out, you know, on the practice field, in the meeting room. So, yeah, he'll be prepared for the matchup.
Brandon, you guys are in the midst of playing 4 out of 5 games in prime time. You're top seed in the AFC. There's a lot of attention on this team right now. How do you handle that, you know, when you know that kind of everybody's all eyes are on you?
Yeah, we, you know, my motto, honestly, personally, is, you know, just to stay even keel. You know, like you said, there's a lot of eyes on us, but, you know, we just got to stay, you know, just stay focused on what's at hand and, you know, and that's the Chargers. And, you know, and not letting the outside noise, you know, affect us and, you know, get in our heads. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. You know, what matters is what we do on Sunday.
Brandon, there was a point of the offseason, I forgot exactly where it was, with John Harbaugh said the plan was to play you at safety this year.
Mm-hmm.
When, in your mind, did that change and when did you know you were going to be playing corner?
Yeah, training camp, you know, spent a lot of time at safety and nickel. I would say, you know, the change really came towards the middle to end of training camp. You know, I honestly knew that was where I was going to stick, you know, in training camp. But I would say that that
was it when Marlon went down?
Say it again.
When Marlon went down in training camp, is that sort of when you felt it?
Nah, honestly, I was kind of just a bubble guy. Like, you know, corner wasn't out of the question. As, you know, as everybody knows, I was all around, you know, on the defense, safety, nickel, corner. But yeah, you know, obviously, you know, guys go down, you got to fill some spots. But corner was never out of the mix.
Brandon, early last year, the big plays, especially in the pass game, were a little bit of a problem. That's gone away. Really, you guys don't give up many big plays at all now defensively. What has been the reason behind that, do you feel like?
Just execution, you know, and being prepared. You know, the week starts, you know here on Monday, on Tuesday, and so we just got to take what we do to the field, and I think that's helped a lot. You know, we honestly haven't given up, you know, too many big plays this year. And, you know, the ones that we do is just lack of communication, but, you know, communication, you know, breeds understanding, so that's what we're aiming for.
Brandon, you mentioned guys growing, you know, this season. Just curious, what are the biggest strides you've made in particular to cornerback, and is that specific to cornerback? Was that something you were kind of relishing even though safety was in the mix?
Yeah, you know, I played, you know, corner my in college, you know, so that was my main position. But you know, I just love being on the field, you know, no matter where it is. But you know, corner is, you know, definitely my type of game. I love the island, and you know, that's where I have fun at.
Where do you think you made the biggest strides there?
I would say numerous areas. You know, just you know, zone matchups. You know, covering one on ones. You know, taking away number one receivers. I think I've made strides in those areas.
Brandon, you're in the same draft class as OA. You know, you're kind of neighbors in the locker room. How satisfying has it been to see him kind of break out the same year that you're breaking out?
Man, it's good to see. It's good to see. You know, he's put the work in. You know, we're a part of the same agency, and so I see him putting work in, you know, up in Austin in the off season. But no, I'm I'm happy for him. I always tell him, man, like, just stay focused. Like, you know, nobody cares about what you did last week. What are you going to do this week? And so, we just try to, keep each other focused, keep and whatnot.
Brandon, you said you like being on that island. That sounds as much attitude as it is ability. Can you describe the mindset of wanting to be on that island?
Yeah, man. The island is not for everybody. It's mainly just confidence. You know, confidence in your technique. Being fearless out there, and knowing that whoever's in front of you, that's that you're in front of them. You know what I mean? And so it's definitely a mindset, like you said.
Did you always want that, or is that something you developed in terms of it's not for everybody, but it became something for you?
I guess I did, especially with my move from a running back. I enjoy it though. You just got to relish in it, take advantage of every rep out there, because you never know when that one ball is going to come your way.
Justin Herbert's one of the top, quarterbacks in the game. We talk about being on an island. How do you expect him to kind of test you guys as a secondary and challenge, knowing that he's a guy that can throw the ball over?
Yeah, now he's a special quarterback, and we know that he's a smart guy, able to read coverages, can fit balls in a tight covers. It's on us to make it as hard as possible on him, with our coverage, with the game plan, and things like that. So it'll definitely be a good matchup, going against him and their receivers. So we're looking forward to that.
Curious if you ever reflect back on those days when you transferred, from UCLA to SMU and make that switch, and you mentioned confidence. I guess what gave you the confidence that you could do, play cornerback and then obviously play cornerback at this level?
Yeah, I think the confidence just came from, putting the work once I decided to transfer. I knew I could always play the position. It was just a matter of, refining my technique and whatnot. And, obviously I was going to SMU, kind of raw at that position. That's where the confidence comes from.
Brandon, did you ever try to convince Coach to push back into your running back roots?
Say it one more time.
Running back drills?
Man, I've been crossing my fingers since my rookie year to get a carry. I don't know when it's gonna come, if it's gonna come, but man, hopefully I can break one.
All right, thank you, Brandon.
All right, appreciate you.